This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Lots going on this morning. We'll begin with that still good-looking economy. The AP's Jennifer King in Washington.
The government's June jobs report shows hiring is still going strong. The latest figures from the Labor Department have employers adding 206,000 new jobs last month. It's fewer than in May, but more than was expected. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4.1%, a tenth of a percent increase. Americans have been frustrated by still high prices, and polls show they assign the blame to President Biden. From the Federal Reserve's perspective, a deceleration in hiring to a still decent pace would be just about ideal as the central bank fights to slow inflation. It was hoped that higher borrowing costs would soften the job market, but it's instead shown surprising resilience. Jennifer King, Washington.
Britain's new Prime Minister Keir Starmer will try to reinvigorate the economy there now that his Labour Party has swept to power in a landslide.
I have just returned from Buckingham Palace, where I accepted an invitation from His Majesty the King to form the next government of this great nation.
Earlier this morning, Rishi Sunak offered his resignation as prime minister to the king. Hurricane Beryl landed on Mexico's coast this morning near the resort of Tulum as a Category 2 storm after that destructive trip across the eastern Caribbean. Shark attacks at South Padre Island, Texas on the 4th of July. Two people taken to the hospital with bites, at least one of them severe. Authorities think one shark is responsible. President Biden has a high-stakes interview with ABC today as he tries to salvage his re-election campaign after that troubling debate performance last week. NATO leaders plan to pledge at a summit next week to keep pouring arms and ammunition into Ukraine for at least another year. This is AP News. Now to the dangers of migration and a warning from experts.
The United Nations, migration agencies, and the Mixed Migration Center Research Group say that more migrants and refugees from African countries such as Mali, Sudan, Nigeria, Ivory Coast, Burkina Faso, and Guinea are taking dangerous land routes in the Sahara Desert, and that's twice as deadly as the sea lanes across the Mediterranean. The Mediterranean already is the deadliest maritime route for migrants in the world. The summary of the report says that more and more refugees and migrants are traveling through areas where, quote, insurgent groups, militias, and other criminal actors operate, and where human trafficking, kidnapping for ransom, forced labor, and sexual exploitation are rife, end quote. The United Nations says some 72,000 migrants and refugees traveled these land routes to the Mediterranean in the first half of this year. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.